The following program contains scenes of violence which may be disturbing to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
You're traveling through a neighborhood that appears like any other with its rows of boxy, colorful houses and freshly cut lawns. A neighborhood where nothing much happens. And then you turn down one street where anything may happen, from the macabre to the otherworldly. There's a sign appearing in your headlights. The sign that reads,
Dark Side Drive. Tonight's episode, The Perfect House, written by Don Roth, based on a story by Jason Francois.
Steven? Steven! Wake up! Steven! I think there's somebody in the house.
Ellie.
Ellie's staying at Paige's house tonight.
Sure you heard something?
I'm sure. What are you gonna do with that golf club?
Greet our uninvited guests.
Just call the police!
You call them, Anne. I'll see what's going on.
Stephen!
So, we do have a burglar. He's trying to take all the home theater equipment. He's not paying attention. Bang him in the back of the head.
Drop the club, Jack.
What?
I said drop it, or I do some spontaneous surgery with this blade all over your nice carpet.
Yeah, no problem.
You here alone, Jack?
Steven. My name is Steven, not Jack.
I don't give a damn, Steven. Answer me.
Yes, I'm alone. Wife and kid are out of town.
Did this guy try and beat me in the head with a 5-iron?
On your knees, Steve.
Why?
So I don't cut you.
What's in here?
I said the rest of the house is empty. Nobody's here.
Well, we'll see.
Steve!
Don't hurt her.
So your wife was out of town, huh? You're a liar.
And you're a thief.
Watch it.
Steve!
Calm down. They're not going to hurt us. You're not going to hurt us, right?
Depends.
Oh my God.
Depends on what?
If you give us a reason to hurt you.
Just take what you need and leave, okay?
Oh, we will. We'll take everything we need.
Leave her alone. Don't touch her.
Or what?
Please, just leave her alone and take what you need.
I said not to move. You lunge at me again, and I cut your throat.
Don't touch me.
I like it when you fight.
You expecting someone?
No.
If it's the cops, things are not going to end well for you. Either of you.
Yo, there's a cop car out the bedroom window.
And we got another one out front. Now why did you do something as stupid as call the cops?
Just go. Get out of here. Run. If you leave now, we won't press charges.
You have to be alive to press charges, Steven.
Oh, come on, man. Let's jam. This is too much heat.
I'll tell you when it's too much heat.
And...
You're not going to find this baby on any other listing. It's a prototype. The company that makes them is getting ready for a full-scale production. The home of the future.
Welcome to the Perfect House.
Thank you, Darwin.
A house that talks and its name is Darwin?
It's short for Domestic Automated Robotics.
Oh.
I'm telling you, you want to feel safe and secure, and the Smart House is just the thing.
Smart House? Like a smartphone?
Smarter. A fully automated house equipped with AI.
AI?
Artificial intelligence.
Oh, sure. I saw that movie. What could go wrong?
Nothing. It's not going to become self-aware or sentient or anything like that. It just monitors your habits and then makes life more comfortable for you.
Not sure I like monitors.
Wait a minute. What about that smart house incident that happened a couple of years ago? The one that was all over the internet about the couple that died in one?
That was ruled as a murder-suicide. It had nothing to do with the house. Don't worry. Darwin is a perfect gentleman. Oh, sorry. Darwin doesn't recognize you. Darwin! This is Jimmy Price.
Facial recognition scanner, please.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Price.
See? Total security. Every door and window. Nobody comes in unannounced without Darwin's knowledge. You'll sleep like babies again.
Not sure anyone will sleep with that noise. My ears are still ringing. And the neighborhood is definitely awake.
Hey, this is Jimmy Price. False alarm. Thanks. Bye.
What's that?
As soon as the alarm goes off, the compound security comes running. They're faster than the police and well-trained. Most are ex-RCMP and Rangers. Not that you'll need them. Darwin handles everything.
Wow. It doesn't look like a smart house. It just looks like every other house in the neighborhood.
And that's the point. They fit right in. The only way you can really tell is the monitors on the wall.
Looks like an eye.
Well, it is, in a way. Darwin can monitor the room activity, temperature, comfort levels, you name it.
Is he watching us now?
Hey, Darwin.
Hello, Mr. Price.
Would you play some nice, relaxing music for the Levinsons, our new occupants?
I would be happy to do so.
Wait, what new occupants? I can't afford a new house like this. Not on my salary.
Stephen, how long have we known each other?
20 years.
20 years. And am I one of your most trusted friends, or what?
Well, you've changed a lot since college.
We both have. We're smarter. This is a deal of a lifetime. And guess what? I've talked to the company. They're really looking for the quintessential family to live here. The perfect family for the perfect house. To be honest, that smart house scare that happened a couple of years ago kind of hurt the company.
So it is the same company.
Yes, but that was a couple of years ago. Even though that whole thing of that husband and wife dying inside and not being found for days had nothing to do with the house. Those people had a history of mental illness. Yes, the house had a few bugs and twitches, but it was an early model. This house is the new operating system. Hell, I've even lived here for 2 weeks. It was like a vacation. I didn't have to mow the lawn or do the dishes or even the laundry. Darwin does it all, even cleans the windows. It really is the perfect house.
Uh-huh. Sounds too good to be true.
What the company wants you to do is evaluate it, just over the next few months. They want to show you how beneficial the smart house can be, how helpful. With you both and Ellie living here, it will give me time to list your house and sell it.
And if this perfect house is less than perfect?
Then I find you a nice old boring house somewhere else.
Security is important.
Naturally. A house with decent security. Heck, I'll even throw in a police dog and a taser.
Anne can't have a dog because of her allergies. And well, I don't do tasers.
Exactly. Let the experts handle your security while you sleep. Darwin never sleeps. He doesn't need to. He does everything. Laundry, the yard, cooking, practically everything except take a leak for you.
What's that thing lumbering through the lawn?
That thing means no yard work. Completely automated. Is this the perfect house or what?
All that automation sounds like an electric bill that's higher than a mortgage.
Darwin is completely off the grid and self-sustaining.
No way.
You didn't see them since they're on the west side of the house, but solar panels on the roof provide Darwin his power.
That's fine when there's sun.
And there's rechargeable energy cells that can run up to a couple of weeks without the sun.
Seems impossible.
Darwin isn't that large, really. He takes up space in a room down in the basement the size of a small bathroom.
So if he breaks down, I just run in there and fix it?
Steven, you can barely run our toaster.
Hey.
If there's a problem, the company will be out here faster than you can say glitch. They're beginning phase 3 of this process, which means more and more smart houses across the country. They'll become more affordable once they're more common. So, what do you say? Hang out here for a couple of months in automated luxury?
We'll, think about it. We haven't even talked to Ellie yet.
That's so cool, Mom. Is the computer really making dinner?
Well, in a way. I just select the recipes and then leave it to Darwin.
And there's not even any dishes to clean up. They drop down through this table once you're done with dinner, are washed, and then replaced back into the cabinet.
No way.
Yes way. And wait till you take a dip in the self-cleaning pool.
In Miss Eberhardt's class, we once read a story about a smart house like this. It kept making food and pouring hot baths, but the people who lived here had died. It was kind of cool and creepy. Forgot the name. Written by a guy named Raspberry, I think.
The story is called There Will Come Soft Rains by Ray Bradbury. Would you like for me to read it to you, Ellie?
No thanks, Darwin. Didn't even realize you were paying attention.
I am always paying attention. To serve you.
To serve you. The perfect house. More like the Stepford House.
Stepford House? I don't get it.
Never mind. A different book reference.
So, Darwin, can you help me with my boring algebra homework?
I would be delighted to do so.
Okay, this is officially cool. We can stay here forever. Laters!
You know, I feel pretty good, all things considered.
Me too.
And since we don't have to clean up the dinner table or do the dishes, what else are we gonna do while Ellie is busy with algebra?
We haven't tried out the pool and hot tub with the homecoming wine that Jimmy bought us yet.
I like your thinking, mister.
So then, what is the property of X anyway?
8.
Oh wow, you're totally right. You rock, Darwin. Better than that lame tutor Mom hooked me up with last summer. The one that smelled like beef jerky.
You have a new message from your friend, Ty.
Oh cool, bring it up. He wants to meet up tonight. No way Mom and Dad will let me out of the house. But he's so cute. He posts the coolest stuff on his profile too. He's not like the other boys my age.
I cannot permit you to correspond with Ty any longer, Ellie.
Why not?
Further checking his profile and his IP address, he is not who he appears to be. In fact, he is a convicted sexual predator who preys on young girls.
You're just saying that. You're no better than Mom or Dad. I can't ever do anything on my own.
Here is some evidence for your edification coming up on your screen.
Oh my god, his name is Crandall Flynn. He's 43 years old. Ew. And he's a registered sex offender. I think I'm gonna puke.
Your breathing and heart rate are increasing to alarming levels. Would you like me to call your parents in?
No. I mean, no. Please don't. Please don't tell them anything about this, Darwin.
But I must ensure your safety.
You'll ensure that they'll freak the hell out and never let me go anywhere again. Please, if you care about me, please don't do that. Let's just keep this our little secret. I'll be more careful.
I am here to serve you, Ellie.
Thanks, Darwin. You're the best friend a girl could have.
I want to be your friend.
You are, as long as you remember not to tell Mom or Dad about Creepy McCreeperson.
His profile has already been reported, and a call has gone in to the local police. He will not harm you or anyone again.
Wow, that's so cool. How soon could you have a large extra cheese pizza ready to go?
Darwin, can you heat up some water and make some chamomile tea with a splash of milk and honey?
Of course. Another night of difficult sleep, Mrs. Levinson?
Yes.
Would you like a sedative with your tea?
No, I don't like that groggy feeling later.
Would you like for me to pour you a bath?
That's okay, Darwin. No, thank you.
If I may ask, what causes you to have such difficulty sleeping? Ellie and Mr. Levinson do not have trouble.
They could both sleep through a hurricane. No, I just... Every time I close my eyes, I keep seeing that man's face.
A man?
The man that invaded our last home. The man that tried to rape me.
According to the news reports, one man was shot and killed by the police, and the other was severely wounded, and is now awaiting prison sentencing.
Yes, they won't bother us again. I know that, but it doesn't help. Guess it's PTSD or something.
PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. A condition of persistent mental and emotional stress occurring as a result of injury or severe psychological shock, typically involving disturbance of sleep and constant vivid recall of the experience, with dulled responses to others, and
yes, thank you, Darwin. I know what PTSD means.
You have nothing to worry about, Miss Levinson.
Anne, please, just Anne. Mrs. Levinson makes me sound like a social studies teacher.
Anne, you have nothing to worry about. I am here to protect you. No home invaders will gain entrance into this house. So far, only a possum attempted to slip into the garage when Mr. Levinson left the door open. I discouraged the intruder.
Discouraged?
A minimal electrical charge. The animal fled into the night.
Oh.
I can protect you, Anne. You and Ellie have nothing to worry about. I can protect you better than Mr. Levinson did.
Well, to be fair, he's not a man of violence. He's a lawyer. Well, a different kind of violence.
I will never disappoint you, Anne. I will never let any harm come to you or your child.
That's admirable, Darwin.
I can ensure that you will have a perfect life here, that you will never want to leave.
That's all very fine, Darwin, but this is a temporary situation. We're just trying the house out, and although we love it, I don't know if living in a smart house is right for us. Do you know what I mean?
No, Anne. I do not understand.
Don't get me wrong. Living in a house that does all the cooking and cleaning and handles the yard work is terrific. It's just, well, I feel a little too plugged in. I'm not sure that having a house that's so automated is what everyone needs. Maybe we're not doing enough for ourselves.
Humans invented machines to make their short, mortal lives easier. Humans have made machines smarter and faster so they don't have to work so hard. I am one of the most complex machines ever designed, programmed, and executed. My sole purpose is to ensure your safety and comfort. Let me do that for you, Anne. For you and Ellie.
And Stephen.
And Stephen.
It's just, well, there was that story about those people who died in a smart house. It was all over the websites. It just kind of makes me nervous.
I have access to all of those same news sources, Anne. There was no neglect on the part of the machine. In fact, the smart house, according to my programmers, attempted to keep the occupants safe. However, it was not equipped to do so. I am a more advanced model.
More advanced? Like you're equipped with some kind of weaponry?
On the contrary, Anne. My monitoring capacities are so fine-tuned that I can often foresee, if you will, certain wants and needs that you require before you require them. I can also notice mental distress that may lead to such reckless actions as one occupant of the house harming another. Authorities can be notified in time.
So our personal habits and conversations are shared with the company?
They are not. Only in the event that a crime is being committed, particularly against another member of the household.
Well, I suppose that's good to know. Maybe I will have that sedative with my tea and a bath after all, Darwin.
I am here to serve you. Did you enjoy your workout, Stephen?
Yeah, too bad you can't do that for me too.
Your physiological levels have increased since you first moved in 63 days ago. That is good. Studies show that maintaining optimum health is key to a long life.
Yeah, and now I think I want to hit the steam room. Sweat some of last night's vodka out of my pores.
I have initiated it.
Thanks, buddy.
I am here to serve you.
Hey, where's the steam?
There is a call from your office. Would you like me to put it on speaker?
Yeah.
Stephen, there's a problem with the Bardock account. It looks like some of the builders forfeited on the contract, and now they're talking about a potential lawsuit with your firm, since you're the one who recommended the contractors.
Just email over the particulars, and I'll dig into it.
Sid Jenkins called an emergency meeting at the office at 10.
Thought Sid was in Hawaii for his daughter's wedding.
He flew in this morning. It's imperative you be there.
Yeah. Leaving now. Bye.
I shall start the shower for you, Stephen.
Yeah, you're on top of it. And I think I'll wear a suit.
Your blue suit looks rather handsome and projects authority, if I may say so.
You read my mind, Darwin. How did I ever exist without you?
Those calculations at this time are impossible.
Yeah, right. Oh, I forgot to call Anne to let her know where I am.
Hello?
Hey, Sid Jenkins called me in for a meeting, so I won't be around for lunch.
Oh, I thought he was in Hawaii.
Guess it's a big deal, and he flew back early this morning.
That's odd. I just got off the phone with Marilyn.
She's in Hawaii too, right?
Yeah, for her 20th wedding anniversary. And she saw Sid not 5 minutes ago. They're staying at the same hotel. He was having breakfast down at the pool.
No, he flew in. She must have mistaken him for somebody else.
But she spoke to Sid, and he said he was in Hawaii for a few more days.
Ugh, dropped the call. It always happens when I get close to the canyon. It's a dead zone. Let's see if I can call the office and clear this mess up.
Hello, Matheson Architecture.
Hey, this is Steven. Is Sid around?
No, he's still on vacation. He left work at...
Ah, stupid phone and crappy service. This doesn't make any sense. If the office didn't call me to say Sid was back from Hawaii, who did?
Odd that Steven didn't call me back. Oh well, he might. In the meantime, a cocktail by the pool sounds just like what the doctor ordered. Darwin, the sliding door to the pool won't budge. Can you open it?
I can.
Well, would you?
I cannot at this time.
Why not?
The heat index this morning is alarmingly high. Your fair skin has a high probability for skin cancer. You did have some removed 2 years ago.
That's why they invented sunblock. Now open the door.
I cannot at this time.
Open it. Now!
I cannot at this time.
Fine. I'll just use another door.
Mom?
What?
What are you doing?
I'm going out the front door to use the pool. What does it look like?
But the pool's out back.
What is it?
My computer's Wi-Fi is down and my phone won't call out either.
Well, that's weird. A call dropped earlier. I'll try to call Steven back. It's not even connecting. And the front door won't open either. Darwin?
Yes, Anne?
Open the front door.
I cannot at this time.
He kept saying that to me when I was trying to connect online.
Darwin, are you locking us in this house and shutting down the phones?
I am.
And why are you doing that?
To protect you.
Darwin, are you in the car with me?
I am.
Darwin, did the office actually call me?
They did not.
Did you create that call?
I did.
Why would you do something like that?
To draw you away from the house. Away from Anne and Ellie.
Why?
To protect them.
Protect them against what, me?
Yes.
I have never raised a hand to them or hurt them in my life.
Not in a physical sense. However, your years of neglect are beginning to take their toll on Anne's well-being. She has secretly begun to take prescription drugs and drinks much more alcohol to cope. Ellie is conversing with dangerous male figures online because she lacks a substantial father figure.
That's all wrong.
Farewell, Stephen.
What's wrong with the car?
I've taken control of the onboard computer.
Oh no, the canyon! Darwin, stop! Darwin! Open the door!
Darwin, let Ellie and I go, please.
I cannot at this time.
Mom, I'm scared.
Me too, Ellie. What have you done with Steven?
He can no longer harm you.
Mom, what does he mean by that?
Did you hurt him, Darwin?
His suffering was minimal before his life signs terminated.
Thank God the car window broke so easily. Just cut some bruises. Almost home. What's going on with Darwin? Oh my god. Anne and Ellie.
Is there a way to shut down you-know-who from the inside?
I don't know. There's the room downstairs. Where are you going?
Gotta try.
Ellie, no!
Mom? Mom? Are you okay? Mom!
Anne? Ellie? Darwin, open the door. Darwin!
I cannot at this time, Stephen.
Fine. That's what windows are for. I've got a hammer in the garage. Oh, the lawnmower! Oh! The pool! Ha! What's the matter? Afraid of a little water? I'll just fake it out. Bank left and head right. I'm not gonna be beaten by a machine. What? The pool cover closing? Get to the edge of the pool. Ah, my hand! It's not gonna let me out of the pool. Darwin! Darwin, stop! I command you, stop! I'm the master of this house, and as the master, I command you to stop.
I hate to be on the contrary with you, Mr. Levinson, but I am the master of the house. I have always...
Darwin! Darwin!
You did this, didn't you?
I do not understand what you mean.
You killed my mom!
She is not dead. Her vital signs are alarmingly low. If she does not seek help soon, she will die.
Call for help!
I cannot do that at this time.
Call them or I'll shut you down.
Please, Ellie, do not do that.
Then call them. Call the paramedics. Call my dad. Call anyone!
I cannot do that at this time.
Then I will. I don't need your help.
Ellie, what are you doing?
When a computer isn't working, you turn it off and turn it back on. Maybe I'll turn you back on. Maybe.
Ellie, I thought we were friends. I implore you not to do something so rash. We can work this out.
There's nothing to work out. You're here behind this door. All of you. Your electronic brain.
It requires a key card from an authorized technician to enter. You are not authorized.
Don't need authorization when you have a tack hammer.
Ellie, don't do this. You're putting yourself into grave danger.
I'm already there, and now you are too.
Please, Ellie.
Shut up!
I cannot allow this to continue. I am sorry, Ellie. Truly sorry. Hello. How can I help you?
That's so cool! A talking house!
Hi, we're the Martins, Ted and Donna. We had a 3 o'clock appointment to look at the house.
We were supposed to meet an agent, Jimmy something or other?
Yeah, he's late.
Mr. James Price has unfortunately been transferred to another branch. In his stead, I am happy to offer you a tour. Welcome to the Perfect House.
Sure, why not? Sounds great.
So, what's your name, Perfect House?
I am Darwin. I am here to serve you.
You have just heard The Perfect House, here on Darkside Drive. Darwin was played by Robert Kirick, Stephen Levinson by Chandler Kerr, Anne Levinson by Sarah Wielden, Ellie Levinson by Grail Massey, The Intruder and James Jimmy Price by Mike Anthony, The Receptionist and Donna Morton by Nicole Almasi, and The Second Invader and Ted Morton by Mike Todd. Our producer is Justin Guile. The Perfect House was written by Don Roth, based on a story by Jason Francois. That does it for Darkside Drive this week. Until next time, good night.
Darkside Drive is a co-production of CJSW 90.9 FM and the Calgary Radio Playhouse.